Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening. Every week, one thing that's a little different about Impact Church, maybe, I don't know, is that every week we take a moment in the middle of our worship to talk about what God is doing right here in and through Impact Church, and how He's using Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. And so I am thrilled today because we got a big announcement for you today in the middle of our worship today. So I'm actually going to invite Alec and Rihanna to come join me up here. And as they come, I want to let you guys know a little bit of a history about what we're going to talk about today. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a history, and then I'm going to let these guys share a little bit more. There you go. About what that looks like. So when we started this church just a few years ago, one of the visions that God gave to us was to be a multi-ethnic church, a church that reaches the nations, and a church that people from the nations right here in Fredericksburg would feel welcome in, that they could come and worship with us. And so as we have prayed for that, as we have sought that, as we have continued to try to grow in that area, we realize that there are so many nations represented right here in Fredericksburg that often go unnoticed, often are forgotten about, or some people who've lived here their whole lives and don't even know that they are here or that they exist. What's fascinating is I was reading an article actually yesterday by written on the national news, the national AP wire, APnews.com, about, and the title caught my attention because I'm just a news junkie, so I was scrolling through the news, and it said, refugees served in Fredericksburg. And I was like, what is this, the freelance? Is this the what am I on right now? Like, when did the freelance get on the news app? Like, when does that happen? And I looked and I saw, no, it's the AP News. And they were covering because Fredericksburg has one of the highest per capita populations of refugees from the Middle East in the country, right here in Fredericksburg. And we often don't see that. We don't know that, or we kind of, you know, aren't aware of that. And so today I wanted to make you aware, because that's one thing that's very important for our church, is we want to reach the nations with the gospel. Sometimes we get on planes to do that, and sometimes we get in cars and do that and drive across the road. And so we're going to talk today about an opportunity we have to serve the nations right here. And so as we began praying, there's a neighborhood in downtown Fredericksburg that has a majority Afghan refugees, but it's not just Afghan refugees. It's filled with people from all over the world right there in that neighborhood. And a few years ago, we just started trying to figure out how could we serve them. And I think it started, Rihanna, with like just bringing a snow cone machine one day. And we had some random mission team from the great state of Mississippi come. And we were like, what can we do? Well, we've got this neighborhood. Let's just go give out snow cones. It was hot. And so we did. And that helped us develop relationships and build relationships. It was amazing because moms with kids were, it was like the middle of the day. So moms with kids were playing with their kids and building relationships, and you know, students were running around. It was just this amazing thing. And then they started calling us and saying, well, would you come back and do that again? Or, you guys still got that snow cone machine? You guys bring that back? And we just started, and then it finally developed. And here's what we said. We as a church, I don't know if you grew up in the church, you may be familiar with the three infamous summertime letters of VBS. I don't know if you've ever heard of that or not. VBS doesn't work for us. It's called Vacation Bible School. That doesn't work for us because we don't own this building. We don't have a building. We don't have access to do it. We could do it outside in neighborhoods, but then you've got all the logistics, and so that just doesn't work for us. So here's what we said. What if we took a summer camp to the neighborhood and blessed this community with a summer camp. And they were like, you would do that? And we were like, yeah. So last summer, that's what we did. You may remember, we went to a community called Hazel Hill, and we ran a summer camp, basically where we did some fun things, but then we intentionally built relationships that allowed us to share the hope of Jesus. Some people in this city hearing about Jesus for the first time in their lives happened last summer. And so we thought it was fantastic, but we weren't sure. It's like, I don't know if we'll get invited back, you know, like we're kind of sharing Jesus, and there's a lot of different religions and a lot of different things. And so while there were some things to work through, a couple of months ago, they called us back. And they're the ones that said, would you start an ESL program? So we've got an ESL program with five or six people that have been coming, students, where we're teaching them English as a second language. And they stopped us a couple of months ago and said, hey, that summer camp thing, you guys do that again? And I was like, I don't know. Can we do that again? They were like, I hope so. That was the largest, most successful event we've ever had here in this neighborhood. They were like, would you please come back and do that again this summer? And I said, let me pray about it. No, actually, I said, we've been praying about it, and absolutely, we would love to do that. And so that's what we're here to announce today is that, I don't know, is that the slide that we have? So July 7th through the 10th, we are going to be hosting what we call Family Camp at Hazel Hill neighborhood, where we are going to be intentionally building relationships and sharing the gospel. And yes, the snow cone machine will make a couple of appearances, I'm sure. So here's what I want to do. First, I've got Alec here. Alec helped serve last summer with our family camp. I wanted him just to share a little bit about his heart and what he's gotten out of it and what he has seen and what the Lord's revealed to him. So I'm going to let him share whatever's on his heart. And then I'm going to let Rihanna share. She's going to share a little bit more of the logistics. If you're like, what does this even look like? Rihanna's going to be able to share a little bit of about what that'll look like. And then we're going to take some time and just pray for this today. All right.
Hello. Okay. Hi, my name's Alec. Last year I helped serve with the games at family camp. And so it was a really good way to keep the kids engaged and excited about family camp, but it was also a really good way to build connections with them. So by the second or third day, they were willing to come up, even the shy ones were willing to come up to us and to talk to us and ask questions. So I felt like that was really important. I believe it's also important for as a church to serve together in this way, because God has given each one of us gifts that he would like us to use, and we can use to glorify him. So I want to read from 1 Peter 4:10-11. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belongs glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Alec. I love that. I want you to hear the call to serve. And in just a second, we're going to pray for that and pray for God's strength to be able to serve. But Alec, I think you would say that as much as you poured out, the Lord poured back into you through that experience. That's so good. Rihanna, tell us a little bit about what can we expect? What does this family camp exactly entail?
Okay. So I want to show you some pictures so that you can see it. So if you'll click the next thingamabobber. Bobber, don't you love that?
Can you spell that?
Yeah, I probably could.
Okay,
but,
all right.
Okay, logistically, we're going to get there around 5, which is like, you're like, Rihanna, I get off at 5. No worries, show up when you get off. We'd love to have you. Then we're going to get our kids registered. So the thing about registration is this is where we get name tags. This is where we get to learn their names. This is where we get to learn their faces. And then we get to put them into groups because we had a lot of kids. When I tell you, I don't think I've seen this many kids just come out of this apartment complex from the many, 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 many times that I've been there serving the snow cones with the red hands and the purple and the blue dyed for a couple days. We had kids galore. So I cannot wait to see how many kids show up this year because they already know what the plan is. So I'm telling you the plan because they're already going to know it. And they're going to be like, hey, friend, what are we doing? Are we doing this again? And you're going to be like, yeah, totally. So we have registration. We have games, like Alex said. They have this big concrete section in the middle that we do games on, and this is one of their most favorite parts. This is where we get to build relationships and connections so that we can have those ongoing conversations so that we can build discipleship. You're like, it's just a game, but it's not. This is where we get to have those conversations. This is where we get to build trust and we get to learn who they are. We also have snacks, which is some of our friends' most favorite part. I don't know about you.
That's mine.
Uh-huh. I was like, that would be my favorite part. They get to come grab a snack and take a rest after games because they be getting hot and sweaty. And then we have story time. We don't technically call it Bible story time. We call it story time so that it's a little more inviting for our friends that are refugees from other countries. And this apartment complex has people that have never heard the gospel before. So if I walked up to you and was like, yeah, we're going to have a Bible story, and you don't know what the Bible is, that seems a little weird, a little odd, and I'm not sure that I would want to jump in. But story time, that's very inviting, and I think everybody wants to jump in. So we have this story time, and we get to tell they're just kids from this neighborhood. We get to tell them about Jesus over the course of a few days. And we start with a small story, and then it moves and grows. And by the end of it, they get to hear the whole gospel, why Jesus died for them, that he loves them. And then they get to go tell that story to their parents. And then they get to tell it to more of their neighborhood. We're literally reaching their neighborhoods and the nations in one fell swoop. We also have crafts, which is, Britta's not here, it's her birthday. So if you haven't said hey to Britta, text her right now and tell her happy birthday. She will probably be at crafts because that is her love language. And that is some of our kiddos' love languages too. So at crafts, it's not just building something that they can take home and put on their fridge. It's where you get to sit down and have those conversations that are like, hey, how are you? How many siblings do you have? What's your favorite color? And in those conversations, you get to have those gospel-centered conversations of, hey, do you go to church? Do you know who Jesus is? Have you ever had Christmas? And some of these kids don't know what Christmas is. So you get to have that conversation of, okay, so what do you believe? What do your fellow classmates say? What do your parents say? And then what does the Bible say? So we've talked about crafts. We've talked about games. We've talked about snacks, my favorite. We've talked about Bible story, and we've talked about registration. Gentlemen, am I missing anything?
Yeah, no, that's really good. And thanks, Rihanna. One of the things, a little new this year, we'll also do some things for teenagers. So we're going to go out and kick the soccer ball around and shoot some basketball with some of the older kids. And for the adults, we don't leave them out. We're going to do kind of a week-long ESL camp for the women and teach them English. And for the men, we're going to have board games. And so they can just come hang out, play checkers, chess, whatever. Some of them bring their own games, and we'll play with them again to build ongoing relationships that can lead to ongoing discipleship. From last year's summer camp, we actually had a man who came every day just because he was lonely, come and play board games with us, and ended up coming to our Christmas Eve service. Was the first Christian church service he had ever attended in his entire life, and so you just never know what may come and what may happen as a result of these opportunities. So I hope that you hear that. Here's just know logistically this week and in the coming weeks, you'll get opportunities to sign up. We would love if you're going, well, which day should I come? That week, we're shutting down community groups and we're asking everybody to come out every evening to come and serve and invest. But we understand there may be schedules or commutes or work and things like that. And so we'll make room for that too. So don't feel left out. Just come serve how you can, but you'll get a sign up so that you can communicate that to us and we know what to expect, because they're expecting a lot of kids, Rihanna, and we want to make sure that we love them well and safely, all right? So let me just pray, and we want to pray. Listen, sometimes we gather together in a church and we forget that there's 500,000 people in this city. Between Stafford, Fredericksburg, and Spotsylvania, there's 500,000 people from all over the world who need to know Jesus loves them. This is a small way that we can play our part as impact in doing that. So would you bow with me and pray? Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG, or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@ImpactFXBG.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.